Can we take a moment and talk about spirituality? And I know, I feel the tension in your chest right now as you're listening. Are we going to be talking about Jesus or Muhammad, like, or Buddha? No. I'm not talking about religion, okay? I'm talking about spirituality, where you realize that you are more than just a mind and a body, but you have a soul that's interrelated. And that interrelatedness is connected to other people, both living and dead. And based on our spiritual connection with other people, we can be able to obviously connect with ourselves better, connect with others better, have a purpose and clarity about what we're doing and why we're doing it, and have the vision to go and expand our dreams and ideas without being bogged down by fears and worries and anxieties. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about spirituality. So we're going to be talking about what that looks like, not just as a business owner, but as a human being that wants more for yourself. And more importantly than that, we're going to be diving into some of the reasons why some of us are just not interested in spirituality. And we're going to be talking about finally ways for you to get connected with spirituality if it's something that's new or if it's something that you've had a bad relationship with for whatever reason. We're going to get to all of that coming to you after this short break. Hey, and we're back. So glad that you're here. Welcome to the Introverted Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Denise Lee. I'm a life coach for business owners. But more importantly, I'm just someone who has just been through a lot, lived to tell the tale, and have come back to share what I have learned to do life better. If you have been through anything like stressful or have struggled with addictions or even witnessed someone who has struggled with addictions, I just want to let you know that this is a safe place. This is where we're going to have conversations about understanding your own feelings about other people, yourself, things from the past, and how to move forward without fear and anxiety. So if this is that kind of conversation, the place that you feel safe at, make sure you hit that follow, subscribe button wherever you're listening. So as soon as a new episode drops, which is usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, you'll be able to listen to it lickety-split. And those of you guys who have been listening for quite some time, I would love to hear from you. Give me a shout out on social media. I'm on X. My handle is Denise G. Lee. I love to talk with you. I love to interact with you. I already have wonderful conversations with other people. And I love to interact with you too. So if you haven't done so, make sure that you follow me on X. And also, if you're interested in reading about ideas about personal development, trauma healing work, self-discovery, personal development, all that stuff, make sure you visit my website, DeniseGLee.com. I'm working on a way to send auto push updates to you guys that you're like, oh, I love your articles. I just want to be updated. I mean, the best way, man, is to check my website. Articles are generally released on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. But depending on what you're looking for, I've got so many different articles from stress management, anger addiction, early childhood trauma, understanding yourself. I mean, there are just so many different topics. I have just been working really hard over the past year, as well as some other contributing writers, to just really give a lot of good information for you. It doesn't matter if you're beginning your entrepreneurial journey, don't want to be an entrepreneur, or you are already a seasoned business owner and you just want some other ideas to kind of just oomph the way you relate with other people in the real world. I got your back. So go ahead and visit my website, DeniseGLee.com. And lastly, I love to hear your beautiful sounding voice. Check out anchor.fm/Denise G. Lee. There you'll be able to send me a voicemail message. Please let me know in the beginning or the end of the voicemail message whether or not I have permission to air your message in an upcoming podcast. I always love to hear people share their story, experience, and hope of what they're doing, what they've got going on in their life, so that other people can be inspired and encouraged. There's one thing that I hear so much from other people is that they feel like they're alone, that they're the only people who had crappy families, that they're the only people who are struggling in their business, and because everybody's talking about all the millions they're making. Or what I remember just even shortly before this, I was reading someone talk about the coining themselves the $1 million babe. And it's like there's so many people out there who are flaunting and talking about how beautiful, wonderful, and sexy they are. And they're never telling the back end story about all the hurts, the pains, what they went through to get to where they are today. And so I want to just be able to come at a different angle and let you know that, hey, you're not alone with struggles and hurts and frustrations and fatigue and just not knowing when you're going to arrive and how can you be able to feel okay with yourself in the midst of everything you've got going on. This is a place that I want you to understand that you are safe, you are heard, you are understood, that you're not the only person. And so I, regardless if you're connecting with me via just the podcast, on my social media, you're sending me comments via my website, denisegilee.com. I just want to let you know that you are safe, you are here, and you are more than welcome to connect with me if that's something that you desire. And with that being said, let's dive into today's episode about spirituality. And like I said, I mentioned earlier that this is a really hot topic depending on your experience. And unfortunately, many of us have had some not so nice experiences with all things ethereal. When I say ethereal, I'm talking about the spiritual world. And to be clear, when I say spirituality, again, we're not talking about religion, a belief system, or even a God for that matter. We're talking about the interconnectedness between our body, mind, and soul and others, living and dead, and who have souls. I just want to really hammer that one home because every time I hear people say, well, you must be talking about going to church or going to the mosque or temple or whatever, like Denise is not saying any of that. And sadly, so many people have rejected spirituality for two reasons. I'm going to break down these two reasons. Number one, they're early caregivers. And there's two kind of flavors between that. And we'll talk about each one right now. First of all, their early caregivers, teachers, or mentors may have used it as a form of manipulation, control, or abuse. I mean, to be honest with you, my mother molested me repeatedly and then quoted from the Bible. If you can even believe it. She would say, children should respect their parents. I guess she glossed over the sections that talked about that parents should not provoke their kids towards anger. Or maybe your caregivers, your parents, whoever rejected spirituality because they believe their faith system failed them. Or they were taught that it belonged in the same camp of fairy tales like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. And this is where I just want to pause and sit here and say that just because you don't have a prescribed religion or faith system or whatever means that you don't care about people or don't love people or don't feel a sense of compassion towards people. I think there's a lot of misconceptions around that. And so because we've been around a lot of hypocritical, judgmental people who say that they are a follower of Jesus or Buddha or whoever, we just think, well, if this is what it is in the faith with you guys, I want nothing of it. And that breaks my heart a lot. It's really sad because you have opportunity to understand yourself and understand your neighbor on a deeper level, but all of those hurts and pains are getting in the way of that. And so in a weird kind of twist, ironically, all of us who have rejected spirituality in one form or another are still worshiping something. Some of us are fully devoted to pop culture. Who's trending? Who's not trending? Who's getting into fights with who? Fame. Fame's another big thing. We don't have kings and queens in America, but we have Hollywood, we have tech titans, we have people in politics, and they're known for moving and shaking and influencing. Or perhaps your thing is fortune. Maybe you just think if you have enough money, all the pains and the problems will go away. You can pay all the doctor's bills and live in a big house and avoid anything and anyone that can irritate you. Or perhaps you're into political ideology and you believe that one side of the political aisle is the devil and the other one is social ideologues that are trying to change things through policy changes and through word management. Or perhaps you think that the other side of the aisle have this romanticized idea of what a family looks like that ignores people's individual choices and preferences. Look, that's a whole separate conversation. But the point I'm trying to make is all of us, if we're not connected into our spiritual grounding, understanding that we are part of a bigger picture, we are interconnected with other people on a spiritual plane, that we'll fall ourselves in the muck, in the mud of divisiveness and he versus her or us versus them, all this kind of noise. And because of that, you're not allowing yourself to heal, to embrace the discomfort that came from unhealed wounds, to be able to connect in a deeper, more profound way with yourself and other people. My work with clients requires them to embrace their connection with the spiritual world. That doesn't mean I'm trying to have them know Jesus, Allah, whoever. It's about them feeling that everything that had happened to them was not because of some randomness, that it had a purpose, that it can be used to help, not hurt. Well, at least that's the approach that has worked for the people that I've helped. So you may be sitting here and listening and going, oh gosh, like, I don't know what to be doing about this, Denise. And I feel that energy. And I hope as you've been listening so far, you understand that I'm not trying to pin you into going back to church or the mosque or the synagogue or whatever. I'm not trying to get you to be religious. I'm getting you to understand that there are ways that you can reconnect back to yourself and other people and nature and the world around you without necessarily prescribing to one particular religious belief or ideology or anything like that. Nor am I trying to get you to into what's that word again? Astronomy or some of those other stuff. Like I'm not trying to get you into that. What I am trying to get you is to embrace spirituality in a way that makes sense for you. So in this time that we have remaining, I want to give some 5 ideas for you. And as you're listening to them, I want you to kind of think about, what are some areas that maybe that feel good for me, that seems practical and easy and simple and something that there's not a lot of resistance to? Because here's the thing. As Carl Jung once says, psychologist Carl Jung once said, what we resist persists. So if there's a nagging feeling in yourself like, man, I got to dig deeper on this, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. And oftentimes, it's not even us that are resisting. It's the fact that we are feeling some form of pressure and or conflict from the messages that we receive from our parents or teachers or early caregivers that said, well, God is garbage. God is dead. There's no such thing as God. I was reading a very heartbreaking story the other day about Eva Gardner. She was She was one of the second ex-wife of Frank Sinatra, and she was She had such a very interesting life, a former starlet. And she talked about, I was reading a section about her personal life and her relationship with religion, which was no religion at all. And there, I want to quote a little section from her autobiography, Eva, My Story. And there was a section where she was talking about why she was unconcerned with religion. She said, quote, it doesn't exist. And she said another factor that contributed to this was her father's death and her youth. She said, quote, nobody wanted to know daddy when he was dying. He was so alone. He was scared. I could see the fear in his eyes when he was smiling. I went to see the preacher, the guy who baptized me. I begged him to come and visit daddy, just to talk to him, you know, give him a blessing or something. But he never did. He never came. God, I hated him. Cold ass bastards like that ought to. I don't know that. I don't know. They should be in some other racket. I know that. I have no time for religion after that. I never prayed. I never said another prayer. Do you hear how much hurt and pain that was? The person that she loved the most was dying. And she didn't find any comfort in the so-called religion that she was told to believe in. I don't know what your story is. I remember I was talking on social media about that with a follower of mine, and her name's Carla. If you're listening to this, I'm actually quoting, kind of paraphrasing your quote. They said that growing up in a Baptist church, everyone was smiling and well-behaved, not knowing that everyone was abused in more ways they can ever anyone can even imagine. And for a lot of people, that's a lot of pain. That's a lot of hurt. And I want to let you know that I am not trying to sweep that under the rug. I am not trying to invalidate what had happened to you in connection with your early childhood religious memories or experiences. So as you're listening to this, understand that it might tug on some very pain-filled memories. It might tug on messages that you've received from the past that weren't resolved. This is all true and well. And I dive so much more into this in my course, Amazing Attitudes, a 21-day program where you get to understand who you are on a deeper level. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes below. But what we're going to do, like I said, we're going to talk about these five areas. And as you're listening through it, see where it makes most sense to you, okay? So we're going to talk about exploration, self-reflection, open-mindedness, seeking support, and practice. Don't worry. If you didn't write all of that, we're going to go into each one in detail right now. Exploration. This is where I want to encourage you to be curious about what spirituality is beyond just religious context. You could be reading books. I highly recommend for those who are interested in exploring Christianity, Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, listening to podcasts, attending seminars on topics like mindfulness, meditation, energy healing. I've been talking with a lot of people who are interested in this idea of human design. Explore, figure out what that looks like for you. I don't really care which direction you go. Just the fact that you actually are curious, because when we're curious, it kills the anxiety. And we're not really as stressed about, oh my goodness, is this the right path or not? We're just learning, we're growing. It's like there's no final end. I was told that Oprah Winfrey interviewed like at least over, gosh, like 20,000 interviews in the course of her career. And she's talked to a wide range of spiritual healers from different perspectives and whatnot. Just get curious. I don't care what you choose. Just find something. Number two is self-reflection. This is where I want you to have some introspection about those personal beliefs, values, experiences that may contribute to a negative perception of your spirituality. I mentioned earlier about Ava Gardner, mentioned another follower that I interact with on X. This is where you actually ask yourself, like, what do I really believe? Or is what I believe just really intertwined and connected with some hurts and pains that I never really dealt with? And if so, journaling, or talking to a trusted friend, or a trauma-informed coach like myself can really help with you in this process. Number three, open-mindedness. This is where I want you to understand that what you believe today can shift tomorrow. I really, really struggled with prayer for the longest time. And I'm not saying that I have arrived with it. I'm actually still working through that, because I remember all the times when I was being abused sexually and had some really horrific situation. And I prayed and prayed, God, take this pain away. God, take this frustration away. Please, God, take away this addiction issue. And it just felt like it never went away. And it's taken a lot of time to understand that it wasn't that God was distant to me. It was I was distant with God. I was distant to because I was holding on to a lot of resentment and anger and fear and frustration. And that really prevented me from understanding who I was and prevented me from having a spiritual connection with other people, because I was deeply invested in my own wounded and brokenness and not in healing. So we just talked about exploration, self-reflection, open-mindedness. Now let's talk about seeking support. No, I'm really happy and I'm really glad that you are here listening to this podcast. Always encourage you to share this podcast with other people. Just have to put that plug in. But this is more than just you. This is about you connecting with other people who are perhaps devoted in a spirituality. This is where you attend workshops or find a mentor that who can provide you guidance and support. I interviewed a wonderful psychotherapist, Athena Laz. She does more dream interpretations. And she has a group that's devoted with helping people not just interpret their dreams, but understanding their connection with the spiritual plane as well. So I don't really care where you go. Just that you find people that's other than yourself to explore this idea. And lastly, this is about practice. I would encourage the practice of spiritual activities like meditation, yoga, nature walks to foster a deeper connection with yourself and the world around you. I loved doing yoga because in the beginning of the yoga session, they always say, set your intention. What's your intention? Let that, and then at the end of the yoga session, they said, well, this is a practice, meaning that you're continuing to learn and grow and evolve. And then let the light within me be able to shine the light within you. And it reminds us that we're not alone. No matter how afraid and fearful we feel in the moment, we're really not alone. And that's so comforting. If you're going through some really hard times financially, economically, with loved ones, through your business, whatever you got going on. And I hope as you're listening to this, you know that there are people out there who want to connect with you. And when we deepen our spirituality, we can be able to create those ties and connections that were perhaps broken, afraid through estrangement or through misunderstandings or abuse. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that there are people who are emotionally healthy that want to connect with you, but they can't connect with you if you're feeling disconnected spiritually. Well, I hope this episode, I know it was not easy, but I hope it helped. And I hope it will lead you to find something that makes sense for you. Again, I don't try to swing any person toward any particular religion or faith. I personally am a Christ follower. I'm a Christian. But you need to find whatever works well for you. I just want you to be whole, healthy, and happy. Well, that is it. If you like this episode, please share it with somebody else. Let me know your thoughts on spirituality or just thoughts about healing and spirituality. Write me at my website or send me a tweet or a post via X. Well, until next time, take care and be awesome.